what a fine little place. What room is this? Yes, which room is this of the others in your home? I've never seen anything like it. This is your home. What about the rest of it? Well, where do you hold your meetings? Where's the extra furniture held? Truly, this is rather small, but it isn't uncomfortable. I can just pretend that I've entered a little bathing room for the servants. Not that my father would ever let me enter such a place. Yes. This, then, could be a new experience for me. That's what I'll pretend. Out of the water. My, you truly are large. Or maybe I'm just small. Does your wound hurt any? I'll look it over again, but it will have to be by candlelight until day. May I see your son? I won't wake him. I just want to see. Thank you. So young, poor dear, having to stay here all alone while his father is gone. He's thin. How old is he? Oddly muscular for a child his age. At the palace? Someone like him would be a lot plumper. Makes him look older than he is. What work do you have him do? How are his studies? I see. That's fine, I suppose. He's young enough that there is time to catch up. His first lesson will be on politics. I'll make sure of that. I'll leave him to rest. May we sit by the fire for a while? Your son must have started this on his own. He's clever. I think he'd make a fine prince. Won't you sit next to me? You have the physique of a king from the storybooks. I suppose that's simply what happens to a man like you. Using your physical strength so much. May I lean into you? I didn't ask before, but what age are you? Then you're a fair amount older than I am. And still young for a son. Did you marry? I don't mean to pry, but if you are to be my husband. I see. Arranged, then. It's similar with royalty. Usually, anyway. My mother wouldn't let me, see. There were men I took interest in, at least from a social standpoint. But my mother would tell them lies and scare them away. She dislikes me. I assume she sees me as a failure. A future queen that can't produce an heir. There's no point in me then. What do you mean? What other capabilities should I have then? Raising a child would be my duty, would it not be? Together. I suppose a commoner's relationship would function as such. And you've done a wonderful job caring for your son, I'm sure. What is he like? And you did mention he was healthy. A troublemaker. Well, he's only a child. We didn't meet long ago, I know. But you don't have to be so awkward. It's all right to have your hand on my waist. You're touching me as though I'm made of porcelain. I won't shatter, my dear. It's all right. You can put your hands where you like. Anywhere at all. I don't mind. Put your hand on my breast. Just rest it there. And one wrapping around my waist. There. Now, relax and close your eyes. I mean to stay here for a while. I want to let your son rest before we move into my home, at least. You'll have to stay in my bedroom. My mother will be furious. I don't know how my father will react. I do need to warn you. My mother will tell you certain things about me. But they aren't true. She'll say all sorts of horrible things. That I'm cursed. Or that I mean to behead you. Or other nonsense. Please don't be afraid. She's small. Even smaller than me. And she's actually very timid when my father speaks. She listens to him, but not to anyone else. My father might be upset, but he will accept you over time. I'm sure. You look worn out. You must be tired from the boar. And your body is healing, so it's using up all of your energy. Let me check over your wound once more. And then you should get some sleep. Keep laying down. I'll look. It's all right for me to be on top of you. I don't mean disrespect, but it will be like this very soon. You'll have to get used to it. Why are you so nervous? I did an all right job with the suture. It will hold up fine. And the wound is cleaned. It will hurt, but no more than another wound of that size. It isn't infected. Do you usually sleep right here on the couch? It's large enough for a bed, I suppose. Very well. Then allow me to sleep here next to you, if you don't mind. Only for a while. It's all right. My parents expect me to spend hours at the lake. It's sectioned off and hidden, so it's safe there. Even on the darkest night. They know I'd be safe. They won't expect me for a while. Even after bathing, you smell of sweat. No. I don't mind, actually. It's nice. The scent of a man. Even just the scent of another human being being this close to you. You still treat me so carefully. Which I don't mind, but I hope you'll be a little rougher with me. When it comes to our time in my bedroom. I don't mean to fluster you. I've just been looking forward to it for a long time. Don't be surprised. I've spent my whole life being told that no man would have me. I didn't think I'd get to experience any of this. But I'm a woman. I crave certain things. And I can only satisfy myself so much. I look forward to. You look so nervous. There's no reason to be. You don't need to worry about that. I've never set my eyes on a finer man. Everything about you has me captivated. Why would you worry? Take a deep, slow breath, my dear. Close your eyes and listen to my voice. You've come this far. You've provided for your son. You've done everything you needed to do to be where you are, sleeping next to a princess. Keep your eyes closed. Keep breathing slow. You might have fears about the situation or what's to come, but it would be odd if you didn't. This situation is very new, being with royalty. But I know that you might be a bit out of practice, having anyone at all next to you this way. But it's a busy life, full of hard work, that you're leading. I might be small, but I want to be someone you can rely on. I'll be a rock for you. I can read your heart. You've got so much strength and determination, but it's buried with all of these emotions. Stop worrying so much about the future. Just take this moment for this moment. You're not going to be here again. Wrap your arms around me. Let your body relax, and let everything melt away. Tomorrow is tomorrow. The only thing that is occurring right now is this moment. Relax each of your muscles. Sink further into the couch. I'll wake you when a few hours have passed, and we'll sneak into my home. There, you'll have the most wonderful sleep, I'm sure. My bed is enormous. But, for now, even if it's just a couch, get some rest.